Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I really just want to have a bit of a moan, you know, and I hope this moan kind of leads into some ideas and some thoughts for myself and for the awesome listeners. This is kind of how I work, I kind of flow. Now, the topic of today's moan is this challenge around finding balance. You know, we always talk about work-life balance. We talk about work-life health balance. You know, there's so many things we're balancing. You feel like you're holding a million things up in the air. And I want to talk about the challenges I have with my neurodiverse, dyslexic, ADHD mind and how I actually work with balance because it's really tough. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, so let's dive into this. Balance, it's this thing that frustrates me. It's funny, I recorded the intro to this podcast, and then I found myself waiting for it to upload, and my brain running off and starting to do three other things on my computer. And then I went, actually, I'm recording a podcast right now. So just finding balance in the day is super tough, right? Our focus runs away with ourselves, and you know, some people, maybe they call that balance. Maybe that's how it works. But for me, it's always been massively challenging. I've always felt like I'm balancing these giant things, you know, and juggling all the stuff all at the same time. And that can be really frustrating. In the old days, I used to kind of look at health, relationships, and business all very separately. They were my big three when it came to balance. And I would check in with myself and say, how am I balancing these? And what I would always find is I was hyper-focusing on one of them at the expense of the other two. In a really good time, I'd be hyper-focusing on two of them while the third completely distracted. So if I was in a good relationship and business was going well, my health would be burning. It would be on fire. Everything would be going wrong. I wouldn't be focusing on it. I would be kind of just letting it go. And in other times when I got my fitness really good, I wasn't really focusing on work. So my business would be hurting. It might not be going as well as it should do. And, you know, and what I want you to think about here is we're talking about periods of 6, 9, 12 months. We're not talking about, you know, every day. This is what happened over a long, prolonged period of time with balance. And I used to struggle with this, you know, really, really struggle with it. And I was thinking about it today, like I still have some challenges around balance, but from a top level down, I'm a lot more focused. But sitting here today and going and really checking in, and this is something that I think we can be so poor at this. I love this podcast because it makes me ask myself questions, you know, what do I want to share? What's been going on? What's been a bit bumpy in life at the moment? And so I'm reflecting on it going, okay, what does balance look like at the moment for me versus what did it look like a long time ago? And for me, I feel like, hey, I'm progressing in my health. It's working slowly, but it's working. I'm progressing in my business. That's definitely an uptick. I've got a good relationship, which I'm working on, and it's good. We're getting married. Everything's really good. And so what I find is, at the moment, from a bigger picture standpoint, my level of balance has gotten much better. And that's really come from being clear on what I want around health and what I want in a relationship and what I want from business. The old days, and this is a great example of where balance goes wrong. In the old days, I used to have these dreams. And you know, I'm not sure if your parents told you you were special. I mean, in a good way, like you have so much potential. You can, you know, that's the horrible phrase for every dyslexic, right? You have so much unused potential. But for me, it was like you have so much ability. And I really believe that. And don't get me wrong. I don't think I'm an idiot. I think I'm good at what I do. I think I love myself and I'm confident. But at the same time, sometimes it can lead you down the wrong path. So for example, in business, where I was going wrong is I kept thinking I wanted to make millions and millions of dollars, be super rich. That was my path. Where deep down, that was never congruent with where I wanted to be. I never really, you know, I don't, as long as I have enough money to live a good life and, you know, to grow slowly and consistently, I'm pretty happy. I'm pretty darn happy. You know, the extra 80% of effort to get that final, to be in the final 2%, which is pretty much what it's like, or top 5%, is not worth it to me. I don't want, that to me isn't balance. But at the time, I kind of had this false narrative going in my head, this story that I had to keep fighting and pushing to be like super rich, super wealthy, you know, whatever it took. And what was happening is I wasn't really achieving it. I had moments where I spiked, but it always came down. It was like I was talking about the other day with a thermostat. I'd come back to where I started. And what was happening is because I'd focused so much on work, I was eating terribly, I wasn't keeping fit, all this stuff was falling apart. And so, you know, and you might be sitting there going, hey, you're fit and healthy, health isn't your challenge. You know, I find business isn't my challenge. I'm good at it, I've built experience, I'm great at it, but health is my biggie. You know, and what I've kind of learned over these years is trying to define what does balance mean. And if I said to you as a dyslexic, what does balance mean? And what if I say you need to find balance in your life, what picture comes to your mind? You know, what picture comes to your mind? Balance. I really want you to think about this. Really visualize it. Your life, picture, balance. Now, is it you holding a bunch of plates? Like, you know, you imagine holding 3 plates in the air, all at the same height, you know, that's actually not, you know, that's actually horrible, right? I wouldn't want to be standing there balancing everything perfectly. At one, that would be boring, right? That would be bloody boring, you know, holding 3 plates in the air, or maybe you've got 5 plates, whatever your plates are, and nothing moving and just holding them in balance. In my opinion, that's not good for a dyslexic mind or an ADHD mind. It is much more, balance is juggling. You know, we've got 3 to 5 things on the go and we're juggling them all at the same time. At points, it's stressing us out. But other points, we're actually really enjoying it. We're enjoying the challenge. We're enjoying the push of it. You know, the opportunity for it to go wrong, although we don't think we don't like it, we do like it. You know, we want the risk. You know, we need something to stimulate the motivation, the dopamine. If it's too boring, if we're just holding these plates in the air, trying to balance them, we're actually hating our life. And before we know it, we start to juggle these plates. And plates are a lot harder to juggle than balls in the air. I'm just going to tell you that. You know, but that's the thing to think about is the dyslexic mind, the neurodiverse ADHD mind is looking for challenges that stretch us. Without it, it just doesn't work. And when I was really struggling back in the day, my issue was actually not what I was doing. The balance wasn't the thing, right? I just wasn't clear on what I actually wanted. I hadn't spent the time to sit down and go, what actually does success look like? And I used to try and do it alone and in a kind of cave that's super hard. Nowadays, I like to share it. I like to speak it out loud. I like to spend a lot more time visualizing and exploring my mind of what I want and taking the time to do that. You know, I use the beginning of each year. Now, some people think that's lazy, but for me, you know, I just kind of put it's a good marker in the ground. And I find the time to decide, because usually when I'd hyper-focus, when I'd go too deep into something, it was because I hadn't set proper goals around the other areas of life. Or I'd set completely overwhelming, unbelievable goals. Hands up who's with me in the audience right now listening to this. You know, I remember when I was first in business and I sat down with a business partner at the time and I would give him these spreadsheets, these kind of goals for money that we wanted to earn and how it was going to happen. And they were so outlandish. They were ridiculous. I was never going to do that work. We didn't have the team to deliver this. It was just madness. There was no way of achieving it. So what would happen is you'd work your bum off for a whole year, not get anywhere close to it, and feel like a failure. And then when I've kind of clicked and gone, actually, I can have goals in all these different areas, and they can be stretch goals. They can be goals that give me a bit of a challenge, a bit of an issue, you know, not issue, but a struggle, because I need a little bit of struggle. Then, but I've balanced those goals. And this is actually, you know, this is the, you know, I said at the beginning, I wanted to hear from myself and kind of come to an outcome. This is what I've done. I've learned to not balance my life, but balance my goals. So instead of having plates where they're piled super, super high with unrealistic amounts of stuff, I've actually, when I start the year, I've actually simplified it. You know, I don't need to be a multi-billionaire by the end of the year. What I want is a more consistent income, and I want to grow my income to X. Everything else is cream on top of that, but that is the focus for 12 months, and I can easily achieve that. And I'm kicking goals all this year. Perfect. I've kicked all the goals I've wanted in my main business, and that's been amazing. Health, again, I've not said I'm going to lose ridiculous amounts and I'm going to become the next, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger. None of that stuff. I've gone, hey, I'm going to lose 10% of my body weight this year. And at 10% down, I will be stoked. You know, and to others, they can go, you can do better. Well, go away. You can do better if you want to. But I'm quite happy dropping by 10%. That's realistic. It's doable. I can let my body and my mind do the work without the stress of trying to change every part of my life. You know, Ed Milet says it well. It's about creating standards in your life you're willing to keep. If I want to earn millions and millions and millions, I'm going to have to change my standards and change the things I'm willing to tolerate in my life, the problems I'm willing to tolerate, to a point where I'm not actually willing to tolerate them, right? Like that, I just don't want that. I like a lot of my life. It's important to me. It's enjoyable. It's the same with relationships. You know, it's not about trying to be these couples that you see on TV that are completely fake. I just want every year to love and respect my fiance more than I did the last year. I want to learn more about her. I want to get to know her more. I want us to become closer. And like this year, it's a big tick with the wedding and everything. You know, that ticks that one off pretty well. And all the stuff we're doing, we're learning about each other and you know, learning how to work together to plan an event like that is pretty remarkable. You know, that grows us closer. And to me, that's enough. Everything else will appear around that to help me get to that goal, but it's a much more balanced goal, life goal, for me. And so that's where balance comes in. My goals are more balanced. My goals are more realistic in a good way. And I think maybe this does come a little bit with age. Once you've experienced a bunch of stuff in your life, I think there is that part of life where you have to go deep into different things. And then as you age and learn, and this is for everyone, I'm sure, you know, you realize, you know, one, to even out those plates, but to remember that you need to juggle them. There are definitely weeks where I put more work into business. There are definitely weeks I put more into health. But overall, over a 10, 11, 12 month, however long it is, doesn't really matter, period of time, I'm getting consistent results. How does that make sense? You know, are you going to start juggling? Are you starting to realize that you can juggle your plates? It's okay as long as you set them right. Hopefully that's added some value. If you've got any questions, please, you know, reach out to us, truthaboutdyslexia.com. Always happy to answer. Come through the form. If anyone wants to be on the podcast, always happy to interview great people. So just let us know and have an epic rest of your day.